After 2 years of planning and 12 years of dreaming, the Hoodoo Brewing Company is officially open to the public in Fairbanks. 20 people gathered just after the doors opened last week as the first kegs were tapped. Hoodoo is Alaska's 23rd microbrewery. KUAC's Emily Schwing has more.
Inside the Hoodoo Brewing Company, tall ceilings hang over large, shiny steel fermenting tanks that dwarf the bar. As music blares from a speaker in back, owner and brewer Bobby Wilkin watches members of his small staff fill pint glasses for the first few customers to come through the doors.
We have the Kolsch, which is a northern German ale. We tried to make it, we basically made it as well as we could, exactly like you would get in Cologne, Germany. The other beer is American IPA, simple recipe, just all American malts. And then hops from the Willamette Valley in Oregon.
Hoodoo is named for a mountain range south of Paxson. That's where Wilkin and his brother used to go snow machining.
One time, you know, we were parked on a glacier and drinking a beer, and we're always thinking about brewery names. And this is many years ago, and we said, "Wow, wouldn't Hoodoo Brewing Company be a cool name?" And that was basically it.
Wilkin spent a couple years working for the Alaskan Brewing Company in Juneau. He also studied brewing for a year in Munich, Germany.
There's basically two different kinds of styles of brew houses, English style and German style. And the German style being more complex and intricately built to make beer to exacting specifications. So our brew house is a German style brew house for that reason, just to have complete control over the beers that we make.
Opening day has been long in coming for Wilkin. He ran into a few roadblocks with the city. A brewery involves a number of mechanical systems, from plumbing to steam heat and a heavy electrical load.
So it's a real complex project that the city had never done a brewery before.
Beer is selling in 64-ounce glass growlers for now. Wilkin's still working out the kinks with the labeling issue before he can sell kegs and distribute beer to local restaurants. Reporting in Fairbanks, I'm Emily Schwing.